Chapter 2. Platypus Police Squad Headquarters, 7:40 a.m. Zango pushed his way past the night shift officers who were checking out and the day shift officers who were checking in. As always, he took a quick moment to salute his grandfather's portrait, hanging in the lobby of the station. Then he stopped at the front desk to say hello to Peggy. "Hey, Peggy. How are you this fine morning?" Zango asked as she hung up her phone.
"Oh, hello, Detective Zango. I'm fine, thank you."
She managed a smile, even though she had clearly been on the job all night. But her smile fell as her phone rang again.
"Excuse me, Detective. Another call. It's been a busy morning."
"I bet. Have a good one, Peggy." Zango gave Peggy a nod and hurried through the buzz and clamor of the busy squad room to where he and his partner's desks were.
"Detective Corey O'Malley?"
Zango's eyes widened in mock excitement.
"The Detective Corey O'Malley? My friends are never going to believe this. Can I get your autograph?"
"Morning, sport."
O'Malley barely looked up from his computer. Zango, as usual, let the nickname slide. "Saw your daughter on the news this morning. Is she okay?" asked Zango, setting his hot chocolate down at his desk. He fired up his own computer, adjusted his stapler so that it was perfectly parallel with the folders that were stacked by color, and gently brushed some of O'Malley's empty hot dog cartons back over to his desk.
"Thanks for asking, kid. My little girl's a scrapper. Vanessa spent a few hours stuck on a ride, but she'll be fine. Not sure I can say the same for her relationship with her boyfriend," chuckled O'Malley.
"I'm sure that pleases you.
Actually, that Blake kid was kind of growing on me."
O'Malley swiveled his computer screen to show Zango. It was filled with open windows, all showing archived articles from the Kalamazoo City Crier on the construction of the dome.
"Word is that what happened was a simple electrical malfunction. But if you ask me, there's too much riding on this dome for us to take a disaster like this lightly."
"My thoughts exactly," said Zango. "And I've got our first lead already. I heard that Maurice guy who ran the job is pretty shady." O'Malley continued to open news files.
"Perhaps. I'll say one thing for certain, though. Maurice Robertson is a savvy businessman. His firm beat out a lot of competition in the bid to build the mayor's little swamp playground."
Zango walked around the desks.